Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning, folks. Happy Monday. And this week in the news, America continues to go woke. The Biden administration continues to go woke. Even as we are retreating on the foreign stage, losing in Afghanistan, and Afghanistan continues to descend into chaos. Now, remember, we just tragically lost 13 servicemen last week, needlessly. There were more attacks this morning, today, in Afghanistan, rocket explosions. We are supposed to be pulling out by tomorrow and have negotiated with the Taliban, even though we don't even know if Americans are still left, if we've gotten everyone out. And yet, here's what's going on in the Biden administration. This is from Fox News. The Justice Department is hiring their first ever chief diversity officer. The chief diversity officer will seek to ensure diversity and department-wide accountability. It's a new position to help improve diversity amongst employees in the nation's top legal department. So this is what our concern is as a woke culture. Diversity, which, by the way, I try to make a point constantly. These are buzzwords for the left that are not conservative terms that we need to strike out of our vocabulary. Diversity, multiculturalism. These are not conservative terms. These are not terms that reflect traditional American values. These are not terms that reflect Christian thought. These are not Christian words. The article goes on. A chief diversity officer will join the deputy assistant attorney general, human resources, and administration to, quote, lead and coordinate the department's diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. That's DEIA. That's the key acronym. Diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility in the federal branch. Now, those are all, again, loaded buzzwords that represent things like affirmative action, making sure minorities are represented, feminism, making sure women are represented, but it also means transgender representation, homosexual rights. And by the way, here's the salary for this great new job. $144K up to $172K per year. That is the money we're wasting on this desk job for diversity. And this is because Biden in June had signed an executive order to advance DEIA, again, diversity, equity, inclusion, accessibility, in the federal workforce and hiring and employment practices. Maybe if we weren't absorbed with all of this nonsense, we would have had a better plan in place to actually withdraw with military strength and success out of Afghanistan. The post-millennial, here's what else is going on, has this article. The CDC goes woke and demands Americans use inclusive language for their health. The CDC has released new inclusive language that they want the American people to use in place of lots of already extant words that we typically use to describe individuals or groups. In the place of single words, the CDC wants us to put the word, quote, person first, before the descriptor. Except, and I'll give you some examples, in the areas where they believe that group identity supersedes individual identity, as in race, ethnicity, gender, and sexual orientation. And so this is what I've been saying on Feet to the Fire for a very long time, that one of the basic problems with the whole identity issue and social justice movement and CRT and all of this advocacy for minority and groups is it dehumanizes people. It does not put their humanity first, their imago Dei, they're made in the image of God. That's what their humanity is. It makes that secondary and makes their group identity, group membership, primary, which is a grave distortion of a biblical anthropology, how we view man. But the CDC is seeing it right here. They believe that someone is part of a group before they're an image bearer of God and a human being, an individual. And that's very much in line with Marxism and communism, to speak of people in swaths of groups rather than the individual, which is a cornerstone to the idea of American liberty. So here's some examples. Prisoner or criminal, can't say that anymore, has to be replaced with people or persons who are incarcerated or detained, or persons in pretrial or with charge. Persons with charge, instead of the word prisoner. This is insane. Disability or differently abled should be replaced with people with disabilities. Drug users, addicts, drug abusers, should be instead persons who use drugs, people who inject drugs. Who takes this seriously? I gotta say, this is politically incorrect. I'm just guessing, it's probably a lot of women coming up with these stupid ideas. Women in high positions being driven by compassion, and it sounds nicer and it's more appropriate. Who thinks like this? Who talks like this? This is not leadership. This is a waste of money and time and intellect. They have suggested that Americans change their language. So not only is the CDC recommending that we get a mandated vaccine, not only is the CDC recommending that we have a mandate on face masks, they have not stopped their encroachment on American civil liberties, and now they're saying that we have to change our language. So now the CDC is not just getting into face control and medicine control with the vaccine, but they're getting into speech control. Homeless people should now be people experiencing homelessness, and the poor should be people or households with incomes below the federal poverty line. Who can even say all these phrases? Illegal immigrants, oh, this is good, should now be non-U.S. born persons in immigration status or illegal immigrants. Can't say any of that. That's now people with undocumented status. And of course, homosexual, transgender, transsexual, that's out. Instead, you have to say LGBTQ or LGBTQIA or LGBTQ+ or LGBTQIA2. This is ridiculous. And again, let me be clear. We have been warning, conservatives have been warning for decades. I've been listening to conservatives warn for decades against multiculturalism. And you heard me say early on in this, diversity and multiculturalism are not Christian words. They're not traditional American terms reflecting conservative Christian values. But everybody's always said, what's wrong with multiculturalism? Lots of cultures. Multiculturalism has been the Trojan horse through which Marxist ideas have entered to divide people rather than unite them. And also, it's been a Trojan horse to enter into the mainstream, the acceptance of homosexuality and transgender and all kinds of deviant lifestyles, because we're accepting of all. It was a way to normalize, say we're going to be multicultural, multi-religious, multi-ethnic, we're going to be multisexual. And so it's normalized it. Now, let me be clear why these are not Christian ideas is because we don't believe in separation, but unity. The American motto, e pluribus unum, out of many, one. Christianity emphasizes not differences, but sameness in Christ. And that is how we value people, their intrinsic worth, their the unity, the consistency from one person to the next of their humanity, and that they are image bearers of God. And also, in America, we have a Christian consensus. And this idea of diversity and multiculturalism is only aimed at breaking down the Christian consensus, fighting the normal, traditional American Christian culture. How am I trying to say this? What I mean is traditional values. What I mean is Americanism. No, the majority culture, which they say is white, racist, oppressive, Christian, we want to deconstruct that, have all kinds of different disparate ethnicities and religions and ideas and philosophies and gender orientations and sexualities, all competing, break down the majority. That's the problem with all of this. And it always is under this guise of compassion. And then lastly, the Daily Wire had this. The CDC is now targeting gun violence. What? That's not a health issue. Restarts its research program on the epidemic of firearm deaths. Historically, Daily Wire says, the CDC has largely been limited to addressing illnesses and pathogenic health threats, advising on health and wellness, and helping Americans prepare for natural disasters, not gun control advocacy. And here's my question for the CDC, once again, becoming a bureaucratic executive arm of oppression and crushing our civil liberties in this country. Here's my question. If you're going to be worried about gun violence, are you going to go into the inner cities where there's gang violence and black-on-black crime, and there's a tragic loss of life of young black men, or is that not going to come up? So all this is going on, wokeness, while Afghanistan is in mayhem, and we are not prioritizing the welfare of our own nation and our military on the world stage, as well as innocent people in Afghanistan. This is what you get when you vote in a radical left Biden administration. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Diversity, equity, inclusion, accessibility, speech control, gun control are altogether deconstructive to the Christian consensus that has always made America exceptional. The Christian consensus, the traditional values, Western society has made us exceptional. And all these buzzwords have as their aim, even though they sound compassionate, to tear down the status quo. Meanwhile, our military is retreating and Afghanistan burns.